Ethan Brown is a kid in control behind a video game controller. You can't phase this third grader on his Xbox. Virtual zombies, Soviet paratroopers.
I usually just headshot them.
This kid is cool under pressure behind the joystick, but school can be a different story sometimes, especially during a test. Ethan gets B's and C's in his reading classes, says it's one of his favorite subjects in school. But when he sat down to take the iRead 3 exam in March, he panicked, says he fell behind, and before he knew it, his teachers were telling him, finish up.
You have to hurry up. You have to choose the questions. You have to hurry up. They didn't give me time. I had to hurry up.
About a month later, his mom got a phone call. It was his school. Ethan didn't pass.
I started crying, telling myself I was stupid because I didn't pass that test.
Really? You said you were stupid?
Yeah, because just for one test, I didn't pass the third grade. I said I didn't pass the third grade. I told my mom that. They said if you don't pass this test, you have to do the third grade all over again.
It breaks my heart that my child thinks he's stupid because of one test.
Jamie Abbott is Ethan's mom. He needed a score of 446 to pass. Ethan got a 443.
It's just not fair. It's not fair to a 9-year-old to have to feel that way about passing or even having just to worry about failing.
Ethan has trouble focusing sometimes. He takes medicine for ADHD, but he isn't in special education, and that means there's no way to exempt him from the state's requirements. Ethan has one way out, pass a retake in June. That frustrates Deb Brown-Nally, the curriculum director for Ethan's district, Franklin Community Schools. She says the state's new reading policy has left many teachers and parents with few options.
I like to believe that the professionals are making that decision along with the parents who know the child better than anybody. They're making that decision together rather than a one-day, one-hour test.
Technically speaking, third graders who don't pass the iRead 3 can't take statewide tests as fourth graders next year. There's nothing stopping them from spending their time in a fourth grade classroom. Now, even Indiana education officials say that's not the most likely scenario. But State Superintendent Tony Bennett says the state has got to take a tough line.
We have to stop lying to children. And this involves having hard discussions with children and their parents. And frankly, this is an accountability measure for parents and children.
Opponents of the reading policy say retention isn't a good intervention. But the Indiana Chamber of Commerce's education policy chief, Derek Rettleman, says they're missing the whole picture. He says state officials have given schools guidance on what reading instruction works best, offered ways for schools to track students' progress. Rettleman says holding students back is a last resort.
They're doing a whole bunch of other stuff leading up to that, and I think anyone who portrays this as purely a retention program either is not informed or is trying to distract from what's really going on.
Crossbow.
Most teachers say Ethan came so close on the iRead 3 last time, he'll surely be able to pass his retake. Ethan hopes they're right.
Because I really want to get to the next grade and enjoy my summer.
As much as he can, anyway. He had planned to spend the whole summer with Grandma in Florida. Now he'll have to wait until he retakes the test. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.